USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting extension. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Qatari officials say the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza, and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
President Biden is urging Congress to allocate $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. However, Republicans are insisting on border policy adjustments as a condition for any spending bill. New home sales slowed in October, with the Commerce Department reporting a total of 679,000 homes under contract for the month. This represents a 5.6% decline from September, but remains nearly 18% higher than the sales rate from 1 year ago. President Biden is introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains.
We're doubling down on our work at home, starting right here, right now, with the launch of a new Council on Supply Chain Resilience.
Speaking from the White House today, the president stated that the new council's emphasis would be on maintaining secure and diversified supply chains. Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and Drive documents will be deleted. The company says the actions being taken to enhance user security and safeguard against potential threats. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The mayor of Burlington, Vermont, is expressing shock at the shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent in his city.
This horrific, unprovoked attack was a tragic violation of the values and character of this welcoming, inclusive community.
Miro Weinberger thanked law enforcement for swiftly apprehending the suspect, 48-year-old Jason Eaton. Eaton pleaded not guilty in court this morning to three counts of attempted second-degree murder. A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the Skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. Authentic has been selected as Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2023. The online dictionary noted a significant rise in searches for the word throughout the year, attributing the increase to the proliferation of stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are moving to Los Angeles, as reported by TMZ. The couple, currently living in Montecito, Santa Barbara County, California, has abandoned the search for properties in Malibu and intends to explore various neighborhoods in L.A. Their primary concerns are privacy and security. In 2020, the couple briefly lived in Los Angeles at a mansion owned by Tyler Perry. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.